Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Jimmy DeYoung here in my temporary studios in Florence, South Carolina. We're here because I'm going to be at the Florence Baptist Temple all day Sunday, 10:30 in the morning, 6 p.m. in the evening. This is a great church. They run upwards of about almost 2,000 people. They're going to be there to study the prophetic word of God. We're looking forward to being with Pastor Bill Monroe. Do you know that he used to be the piano player for the Oak Ridge Boys? Pastor Monroe now pastoring a great church. The Florence Baptist Temple there in Florence, South Carolina. That's where we'll be all day Sunday. That's where we are here in our temporary studios. Well, I'm ad-libbing because we are not able to get a hold of David Dolan. I told you in the last segment with Ken Timmerman, we'd next have a Middle East news update with David Dolan. And so every Friday, I get together with Brandon House. He has a program, Worldview Weekend Radio, and he invites me on Fridays. I'm so privileged to be able to be with him. And we talk about the Middle East, what's happening in Israel, the city of Jerusalem, and the prophetic significance of all of that. Now, when we get together, many times I have an agenda we want to talk about, but if something's going on, we just chase rabbits and go following that particular theme, and that's what we talk about. Well, on Friday, I was there, and we were talking about some of the events happening in Israel, and then we were talking, and Brandon said, hey, you know, I just recently went to see Fiddler on the Roof, and boy, that got us in a long conversation. I've seen the movie, maybe 6-8 times, I don't know. I've never seen it on the stage. Brandon saw it there in Memphis on the stage, and it was an exciting production, and it brought out great information about what we would think about anti-Semitism today, did it not, Brandon?
Oh, indeed it did. Thank you for having me. And, you know, I'd seen Fiddler on the Roof as a play in junior high, but I had not seen it since. And so my wife and I, early in 2019, went to the Orpheum in Memphis and saw it, and we sat in the second row, and it was a packed house, and it was a beautiful play. And as I sat there, Dr. DeYoung, I thought, how many of these folks realize that the story of Fiddler on the Roof is still repeating itself in modern times? And as folks know, it's the story of this Jewish family in Russia that builds a life. They build a farm. He's got dairy cattle, and he's milking those cows, and he's selling milk, and he's selling cheese and the things that come from his farm. And then the Russians tell him they've got to leave. All these Jews have got to pack up and get out. And so the life they built, the rocks they cleared off the land, the trees they cleared, the home they built, the barns they built, the fences and gates and corrals they built, all gone. They must leave it and walk off. And this is, as you know, the history of the Jewish people. And this, of course, as we talk about today, is why so many of them went into law and banking and other things, because every time they got a plot of land, it would be stolen from them. Well, what's going on today in 2019? Once again, the attempt to steal from the Jewish people that which is rightfully theirs, their land. And so I thought, as this very packed-out house of the Orpheum in Memphis gave a rousing standing ovation for many minutes to this cast, I thought, how many of these folks that love this story don't agree with the injustice? Talk about social justice today. Where are the people concerned about the justice of Israel and them being treated correctly? And they don't agree with this story, what happened to them. And they're applauding the actors who carried out this play, telling this history. And they're thanking the actors and actresses for telling us this story and history. But do they realize it's not history? It's history plus current news. This is what they're doing to Israel. They're once again trying to steal their land. Are they not, Dr. DeYoung?
They certainly are. And the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, says that these people will rise up, kill the Jewish people, and then steal their land. That's exactly what the prophetic passage in God's Word says will be in the end times. Well, this production that you saw, Fiddler on the Roof, and I'm looking forward to trying to see that production, the same one you saw, by the way, when it comes into Chattanooga the first of next year. I want to be able to see that. But the entire production is speaking of and helping us to recognize anti-Semitism in our world today. You've done a lot of production. You had a big event out in the Ozarks with a group of men, great teachers, talking about the coming Holocaust. And that's a part of what the end result of is anti-Semitism. I mean, this is a major threat to our world today. Would you not agree, Brandon?
Oh, indeed it is. And you know that better than just about anybody. And we called our event Holocaust Horizon. We filmed it with three cameras, a swinging boom, and it will be a docu-movie that we release in 2020, Holocaust Horizon. And the subtitle is The Global Persecution of Christians, Jews, and Conservatives by a Red-Green Axis and False Church. And, of course, that Red-Green Axis is Marxism and Islam, the red being Marxism, the green being Islam, and the jihadi flags of Saudi Arabia and all these other nations that have green in their flags and their jihadi nations. And so the Marxists and Muslims, the Red-Green Axis, are uniting. And sadly, what's uniting with them is a false dominant church that's buying into replacement theology and anti-Semitism and these things. And Christ at the checkpoint there with liberals like Jim Wallace or Lynn Hybels, Bill Hybels' wife. So we're seeing that. And as you know, the Bible tells us that many of these Jews will be wiped out. There'll be another Holocaust that comes. And I think it's on the horizon. We're seeing the stage being set. And I just saw a piece today from the Jerusalem Post as well, written by a guy, Why Anti-Semitism? He makes several points. One of them is envy and jealousy. And he talks about the things that the Jewish people have done and accomplished, and we can talk a little bit about that. But, you know, what's interesting, doesn't the Bible, Dr. DeYoung, talk about the Jewish people blessing the world, that the Jewish people are not a curse, as some think, that the Bible speaks of them as actually blessing the world, the Jewish people?
Brandon, in Isaiah, the prophet said that the Jewish people will be a light unto the Gentiles and bless the Jewish people. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3 says, if you bless the Jews will be blessed, and then God will bless each and every one of us who have been excited about blessing the Jewish people. Now, that doesn't mean we have to agree with every political decision that Israel makes. I mean, they may make some decisions contrary to the word of God. But in general, we've got to love and protect and bless the Jewish people. And this anti-Semitism that is running rampant across the world has to be dealt with, and it seems like we're not really dealing with it the way it should. You were talking about a coming Holocaust. That's absolute, because Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8 says, during the tribulation period, that seven-year period of time between the rapture and the second coming of Christ, during that period of time, there will be two-thirds of the Jews that are going to be killed. That one-third that's left, they will come to know Christ as Lord and Savior during the tribulation. But the other two-thirds, they are going to be killed. That'll be the worst Holocaust to ever hit this world. And we watch each and every moment as this is continuing to develop along the way, not only here in the Middle East and in particular with the nations going against the Jewish state of Israel, but here in America as well. I mean, don't you see it? You've written about it. You've talked about it. You've spoken about it. Have you not?
Oh, yeah. The anti-Semitism I see coming and from people, by the way, Dr. DeYoung, that call themselves Christians, evangelicals, that are buying into this anti-Semitism. You know, I think this article in the Jerusalem Post, this guy hit the nail on the head in many regards, but one of them, he speaks about the jealousy, the envy that many of these anti-Semites have, because the Jewish people are a very intelligent people that have made great advances. I mean, you just talk about medical technology alone. He writes, medical science and technology advances made by Jews and Israelis also provide a long list of innovations that benefit mankind. There you go, benefit mankind. The Bible said that Jews would be a blessing to the world. And here he is reporting it in the Jerusalem Post. He says, more than one revolutionary cancer treatment is currently undergoing clinical trials. 12 Israelis have won the Nobel Prize in the last 50 years. Per capita, that's the most on the planet. During the 20th century, Jews won 138, or 21%, of all Nobel Prizes. Quite an accomplishment for a people that accounts for only 0.2% of the world's population. But rather than acknowledging these achievements that in most cases are to the benefit of mankind, a substantial proportion of the world's population respond by being resentful. It should be borne in mind that much anti-Semitism and malice derives from the feelings of inferiority that are real or imagined and are enormously powerful motivators as a result, often resulting in acts of aggression. So he goes on to talk about their successes, and their technology and advancement is blessing mankind, just as the Bible said, but it's also causing many to be jealous. And they see the people who are very, very successful, very, very wealthy, that have Jewish last names, and then they start attacking the Jews. But this attack on the Jewish people, demonic, and some of it ignorance, and some of it jealousy.
Well, jealousy, of course, is what's driving anti-Semitism today, and it's going to culminate with that great Holocaust during the tribulation period. You've been listening to the voice of Brandon House. He has his own ministry, Worldview Weekend, and you can find that on the website. I appreciate the opportunity Brandon gives me to be with him each week. This has not been a Middle East News update with David Dolan. We hope to have him back next week with us. But Brandon, thank you very much for drawing attention to anti-Semitism in this world, which is leading ultimately to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Well, thank you for covering it, and thanks for having me on.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Itamar Marcus standing by. Itamar Marcus heads up Palestinian Media Watch. We're going to be talking about the Palestinian summer camps and how that's being used against the Jews as well. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.